You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is episode 202 and I am your host, Anne-Marie Cross, branded communications strategist, also known as the podcasting queen. Sales and selling is something that sadly many service-based ambitious entrepreneurs struggle with. The thought of having to sell themselves or getting a no and feeling somewhat rejected is something I'm sure we can all relate to at one time or another. However, imagine if you could follow a breakthrough sales system that took the focus off of having to sell yourself. It not only shortened the sales cycle, it also delivered sales conversion rates as high as 94%. Would you be interested in learning more? I know I certainly would. Joining me on today's show is Steve Brosnan. Steve is the Amazon best-selling author of the book Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Aside, a blueprint for creating your authority factor. He is the creator of the Authority Sales Blueprint, a breakthrough system that is helping professionals stand out in a crowded market, avoid price wars, as well as making selling faster and more enjoyable. Now on today's show, Steve's going to share how to quickly position yourself as a leader in your market so you can attract more high-level clients, a breakthrough sales system that takes the focus off of selling yourself, shortens the sales process, and creates conversion rates that have reached as high as 94%, as well as a proven way that professional service providers can package their services and easily sell them for higher prices. So welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey there, Anne-Marie. How are you today? With that intro, I wanted to sit back and listen.
There you go. Well, look, I could not think of anybody else that can bring this message to the show because this is something that I know and I've seen you do this yourself. You live and breathe what you share with others. So it's great to have you on the show to share this because I know many business owners who are bringing knowledge and, you know, services to their clients can struggle with this because ultimately they're selling their expertise, which is very much connected to who they are. So when sales and selling comes into the mix, it's something that just makes them want to turn around and run for the hills.
Yeah, look, we're all good at what we do. And generally, most people suck at marketing and they suck at selling because it's not their passion. Mm. It's not taught in their, if they've got formal education, it's not taught in that at all. But they have to live and die by sales. If you don't sell, you don't eat. It's as simple as that.
Yes.
And so over the last 5 to 10 years, I've actually been looking at what's working with me and what's working with other people, what they can do, what they can't do. And I've actually built a blueprint to take the focus off the professionals and really make it much easier for them. And some of the breakthroughs that I've had with people, when I go through some of the training, you can just see them sit there and go, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like giving them permission. We're certainly going to dive into to more of the steps of the blueprint. But let's just take it back a step because you say that there are some things that we need to be aware of, things that we need to do so that we can position ourselves as leaders in our market to attract more high-level clients. Can you share, what are we doing wrong? What are some things that we are continuing to do which really we just need to no longer do? And what are some of the key things that we need to start doing to attract higher-level clients?
Well, first and foremost, people have to get the mindset right. They actually have to believe that they can be a leader in authority. Now, when I talk about authority, people just, they run for the hills and they say, I'm not the authority. Mm. Now, you don't have to be the best in the world. You just have to be the best in their world. And that's the clients and the prospects' world. Everybody has a right to be the authority on what they do and what they do differently. What they don't do is uncover their own uniqueness and compare themselves on exactly the same ground as everybody else. Now, I'm a competitive sports person, have been for years, but if you can't win at one sport, change sports or change the rules. And that's what business people don't do. They compete on the rules that are set by their competition, and the rules that are set by their clients and their yes. prospects.
Mm-hmm.
So when you uncover your own uniqueness and communicate that in a very clear way and that is a benefit-driven way, you stand out as being unique. And that's the one – that's the first thing that I say to people. And in my book, which I'm now finally writing another book, the book Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Aside, it is stand up and stand out. It's not just stick your head up and have a look. It's completely stand up and be prepared to be seen as unique. That means that you've got to uncover, peel back the onion rings and say, well, this is where I can be unique. Because the big thing when people think about being an authority and being the authority, if you go into a bookstore and there are still some around, if you go into a bookstore, there's not one book on dieting. There's not one book on exercise. There's not one book on real estate or wealth creation. There's hundreds of books with their own version of what they do and their take on it. And they're all authors and they're all authorities.
Yes.
So that should give people heart that, you know what? What I do in my own unique way is different. And if I communicate it in the right way, I can be an authority on that. And then communicate that to the public and to the world.
Mm.
And then people get to know who they are, what they stand for, before they even start talking to them. And that is the first step, is uncover your uniqueness. And then we look at different ways of communicating that out there.
Yeah. I think particularly in today's marketplace, and we know, and I'm sure you do too, Steve, that across many different industries, whether it be health industry, whether you're in business and finance, there are many, many other service providers, so other people who are providing similar services. So what you're saying about looking at what do you bring to the market, what area of expertise do you, maybe a different message, maybe a different spin on things. That is so important in this day and age, isn't it? Because of the fact that there's so much noise, we need to differentiate ourselves.
Yeah, I was at an event last night. There was 100 odd people came to hear me present, and they had an hour's networking beforehand. And as I was walking around talking to people, and the old question comes up, say, hi, how are you? What do you do? 99% of all the people said, I am a.
Yes.
I'm a real estate agent, or I'm a consultant. I'm a. No one says the benefits that they do.
Yes.
They're not benefit driven. And you just mentioned some very competitive markets. And I'll give you two classic examples of the most competitive markets. I had a mortgage broker who is a client of mine, and we looked at the benefits and the outcomes that he provided people, not just the job that he did.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at the way that he was working with people, and he was helping people buy a portfolio of properties,
yes,
not just providing a home loan.
Mm-hmm.
So we retitled him to become a property portfolio strategist.
Yes.
So when he introduced himself and said, so what do you do? I'm a property portfolio strategist. The next thing that comes out of the people's mouth is, wow, so how do you do that? And then you engage in the conversation.
Yes.
Now, another one that everybody runs from is an insurance agent. Yeah. You say, hi, I'm an insurance agent. Oh, sorry, I think my mum's calling me. But when it boiled down to it, he was so passionate about helping people protect their lifestyle when events happen and having the right insurance. And he's seen so many people devastated by not having the right insurance in place. So we very simply called him a lifestyle protection specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So when he introduces himself and his title now, his business has changed because he protects people's lifestyle through the right protection.
Yeah.
So one of the things that people have to look at is retitling themselves into an outcome-based title, not just their job, occupation, or category. That's the first thing.
Absolutely. And what I love about this, and what I'm going to point out before people think, oh, I love that title, I'm going to pinch it. What you were saying, Steve, when you really spend time and speaking to these individual clients, you got down to their why. Why was it so important to them? Why were they passionate about it? Why did they want to bring this message out? And for the mortgage broker and for the insurance agent, their why was that was the reason that came up with that title. So it was a great title, but it really is connected to their why, the passion and reason why they're in business and doing that and supporting people, yes?
I've stepped it up a notch. Instead of going through magnetic positioning through to authority position, yeah, right into power positioning.
Yeah.
When you step right up to the power positioning, it's not that you have ultimate power over the people.
Mm.
It's you've actually reclaimed your own power.
Yeah.
You have power over what you do. And when you communicate that message clearly to three different areas, if you know what it is and you can communicate it clearly yourself, then communicate it clearly to your prospects and market. But most importantly, communicate it clearly to strategic partners and referral partners,
yeah,
then your business explodes. Because
mm-hmm.
most people don't know how to refer people to you. It's, oh, he's an insurance agent. Oh, yeah, there's 100 of those around. I'll go to someone else. Whereas if you stand out and package yourself differently, then that is the first step. And then there's the extra ways now that we communicate. Like the authority sales boost is just broken into three S's, self, system, sell. And by the time we get to today, we'll only spend a few minutes on sell, because by the time you actually get to the sell, it's all done.
Yeah, absolutely. And that then is a great segue into, and of course, what you've just spoken about, there's many, many components within that, but it really does give us an overview of the reason why so many ambitious entrepreneurs are going to networking events, they're introducing themselves, and the conversation just stops. And that's because how you are sharing your message is just not cutting through the noise. And so that's certainly something that needs to be looked at.
I'll give your listeners a real quick tip.
Mm.
And whether they're standing up, introducing themselves in the typical networking events, or they're introducing themselves, the golden rule is your 15 seconds intro is to intrigue, not to inform.
Yeah.
So the next words that come out of the mouth of somebody when you say who you are and what you do is, wow, how do you do that? Not, mm-hmm. I have a preconceived idea of who you are and what you do. Right or wrong, they have that preconceived idea. And another golden rule, if anybody's got pens nearby, your perceived position predicts your profits.
That is a tweetable.
And damn, I don't think I've trademarked it. I've been using it since 2011. I should have put a TM on an
RTV. Yeah, you should have. We'll put it there, TM. But it's true. It is absolutely true. And, of course, one of the things that you said earlier was when you have all of these steps in place, when you've got that message, when it really is garnering up, wow, you need to tell me more to your audience, then when you start to get to the phase of having more of that sales conversation, that becomes far more easier. So you've got a breakthrough sales system that does take the focus of selling ourselves. It shortens the sales process and creates conversion rates that you've said that have reached for your clients as high as 94%. Tell us, what is this breakthrough sales system?
The next two steps, the system is actually broken into two, because most people who are knowledge professionals, those who sell their knowledge, skills or expertise, or the invisible, that's the hardest thing, selling the invisible. How do I communicate what it is? They have their packaging, their offering still in dollars per hour or dollars per session.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the minute people say, how do you charge? Well, X $100 an hour or X whatever. That's pointing a big red arrow at your fee saying, please compare me on price. And when somebody says to me, I charge per outcome, not per hour. So everything is packaged in a way that is outcome-based. We don't have time to go into it today, but if you can package the outcome and sell the outcome, then you will be paid a lot more than the number of hours that you actually do.
Yes.
Like I provided an outcome for a company that took me 10 minutes to come up with that was tens of millions of dollars. Now, if I was on an hourly rate, I'd suck. I just wish I was on a commission on a percentage of it. But that's the thing. You do the outcome. Yes, but I will pay you to reduce my expenses by X percent. I'll pay you to increase my income by X percent. That's fine.
Yes.
But I don't care how many hours it takes you to do it.
That's right. I remember, Steve, years ago when I first started my business, I was in the career industry, so doing resumes, job search, coaching and so forth, and I would get so many phone calls. This is before I even got in, and very much that industry was back then, and I'm talking, you know, decades ago, was hourly basis, and people would ring up, how much do you charge for a resume and how much do you charge for, you know, coaching? Now, I had spent thousands of dollars in training, in certification, had won awards for my resume. So, of course, when I answered a fee, they would automatically go, oh, you know, the secretarial service down the road only charges X percent. And it was like, well, but that's right, because it was focused, and they have their own mindset around what they believe they should pay, because they don't know what's involved in the expertise. They're just comparing. And so we need to educate sometimes our clients as well. The outcome, their dream job could be an extra, you know, $100,000 income for their salary package. And we really need to reshift our thinking around that, don't we?
Yeah. So the kicker to do that is to create what I call the blueprint.
Mm.
You take the way that you work with people, you map it out, and a lot of people put their system in place. But the blueprint is the timeline of the emotional journey that your client goes through when you're working with them. And that's what it is. It's a pictorialized. And if you say to me, so Steve, so how do you work with people? How do you get them to stand out in the crowded market? Mm-hmm. I said, Emery, I've got an actual blueprint. I'd have found out what you really needed and what your why was first. Mm-hmm. And so I've actually got a blueprint and a system to be able to achieve that. Let's go through it. And then when we pull out a map and a blueprint and they think, wow, you actually have a system for this and you're not just going to sit down with me and say, gee, I'm good, buy me.
Yes.
We go through step by step visual, because when you have a blueprint, that adds the third sense to it, the big sense, visual into it. Otherwise, it's just verbal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're listening and they're feeling. Whereas once you add the visual into it, that's the big kicker, and it's a map. And the other thing that is an absolute breakthrough is what's called the value pit stops.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little stops that you choreograph along the way, because you've been listening to them, listening to their pain, and you stop at this one spot here. And the first part of mine is the power positioning, and say, Emery, what would it mean to you to stand out in the crowded marketplace and really have the clients that you want attracted to you and not have to waste with the tie kickers? Mm-hmm. In fact, when we do this, what would it mean to you to elevate your fees on a monthly basis around 10 to 15%?
Yeah.
So you would tell me a number, well, you know, this would be it, and we would write it down. And that is taking the intangible into the tangible. It's mm-hmm. like, well, here's something that's intangible there, power positioning, but we've just written that's going to increase your monthly income by, let's just say, 2%.
Mm-hmm.
So that, $2,000. So that's written down. Then we've got other bits and pieces, and you know, we've got videos, books, and speaking there, and we'll collaborate on, you know, do you think you could use videos? How do you think you could use them? Can you see how this would attract more people? In fact, Anne-Marie, what would an extra 2 clients per month mean to you?
Yeah.
Oh, an extra $3,000. Great. Okay, let's just write that down, and we'll get back to that. And we'll work on some packaging and repackaging, and can you see how this would work for you? Yeah, wow. Okay, well, that would be an extra. And can you see how this blueprint is working? That we're working, would you be able to use one of these in your business? Well, yes, I would. Do you think that would take the stress off you sitting across the table, having to think about it, and then having to say, gee, I'm good, buy me? Mm. It's like, oh, that would just reduce so much stress. Do you think it would save time? Yeah. How much time? Well, 5 hours a week. What would you do? That's almost a whole day. Would that increase your productivity? So we're collecting all these little brownie points all the way along, and we're writing them down. But most importantly, we're collaborating, and we're getting that through. So at the end of it, before we even get to the sell, we get to the point where, Emery, by the look of it, we're going to be increasing, if we implement this system in your business, $7,000 per month, save you 5 hours and a lot less stress. Do you think it makes sense that we implement this sooner rather than later? And that is the high pressure closing line.
Yeah.
That's the buy now. And that's it. And when you have something like that and it's scribbled down and you've collaborated, see, most sales trainers say, I'm going to teach you how to close and I'm going to teach you how to overcome objections. Well, if you're sitting beside them and they've co-created the solutions and fed you the numbers, where are the objections going to come from?
Exactly.
And it's just, and that is why I say 95%, because I've had one guy, when he implemented the blueprint, and I've got the full testimony on it, they went from 3 40-minute calls to get somebody across the line for roughly a $5,000 program down to one 20-minute call using the blueprint.
Wow.
And using all the authority pieces beforehand. You know, like there's some videos and there's people come to that point pre-educated that you are the authority.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the kicker part of it, that have either read some of your book, they've watched some videos, and they've done these sorts of things. So they've made a decision before they talk to you whether you're right or not. Mm-hmm. So the closing rates go up and your time wasting goes down. Mm. He actually got to 87 out of 87.
Wow.
Before he missed his first one. That's just unbelievable. And people now, one of my clients, he's a finance, by the definition, a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he's called by us. He has his own blueprint and he operates within a fairly well-known franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And his numbers have gone through the roof.
Yes.
So
yes.
Much so that the marketing manager visited him.
What are you doing? we said, want what you've got.
Yeah, he pulls out. He said, well, this is how I go through it. And he pulls out his blueprint and he says, is that the only thing that you show them before you sign them up? Mm-hmm. He said, yes. My client thought he was going to get into big trouble for not following the procedures. And there was an expletive in the comment. And he said, that is bit brilliant. Keep doing it.
Yes.
Because, and again, in the packaging, there was congruence in his three-dimensional financial reviews, a title we came up for him,
mm-hmm.
instead of using a product a financial disclosure statement as the next step for, you know, $1,500-ish dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I won't quote the exact numbers. I told him to double his fees and call it a three-dimensional review and implementation plan for $3,300. He's selling that easier than what he used to sell the other thing for. Of course, it's packaged and it's outcome-based and it's a flow through the whole thing and it doesn't sound like selling.
Oh, exactly. And you're actually guiding your potential clients through a journey and as you're doing that, the language that you are using, you're taking all of the jargon out, you're co-creating, I should say,
a
solution. And as you're doing that, I can imagine there's an enormous sense of trust that's being built so that when you get to the stage, well, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this now? Like sooner than later? It's an automatic yes, because it's exciting. They can see that this map is being drawn out and all they need to start doing is take the right action steps for them to then to begin to achieve those goals that you've been setting along the way, for sure.
Yeah, it's been just so rewarding working with people who have been struggling and struggling to communicate who they are.
Yes.
One of the biggest things, I do all sorts of different sorts of training. I've now condensed it down to boardroom style training for the start of it.
Yeah.
And that's 12 to 15 people in a room where I can actually work with them. And then I've got boot camps and one-on-ones and things like that. But even at the lowest level of the training, to see people think, wow, I can do this.
Mm.
And when they go away, the biggest thing that people say when they finish some of the, 3 hour plus training is, I now have clarity. And one of the things that I just hammer home is clarity equals cash.
Mm.
When you're clear and they're clear, then it makes it so much easier. The thing with the blueprint is they walk away with all the numbers that they've co-created. They walk away with a plan for their future. This is the clients.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so excited that in front of them, somebody is doing it differently instead of trying to sell themselves. They've given them the solution that they walked in the door for.
Yes, that's right. And as you said, there's so many sales trainers that are talking about, say these or different scripts and overcoming objections and things like that. And as service providers, many of us really want to, with integrity, provide incredible value to our clients. But all of this other stuff that we're taught, I think, really blocks us. It keeps us from really being present with our potential client, because we're preempting, okay, what sort of questions are they going to have? What objections, and how am I going to do that? We're actually releasing all of that and saying, just follow this. These are the steps.
Yeah.
Really co-create and build that relationship and understand exactly where that person is wanting to really make some incredible changes, differences in their lives so that they can achieve their goals finally. So I can see how that would work incredibly well, to the point where you've just got to, when you keep getting all these yeses, kind of do an inner dance inside yourself. Woohoo! You know?
Yeah, and if there are any sort of mini objections, I don't think I could do that, and then that might be just left off. There's all sorts of different ways around this.
Sure.
There's two points that just come up from something that you just said, and as professionals, they have a difference. They have a different thought process between service and sell.
Yes,
and that's where a lot of people go wrong. One of the early courses that I bought, back in '83, I opened up my health club. I actually spent $1,100 in '83 on a sales and marketing course, and that was a lot of money
back
then.
That was back then, yeah.
It was massive amounts. However, one of the things that I took away from that is selling is professionally servicing other people's needs for a mutually beneficial gain. So what your audience, the service providers, have to realize that they're going to professionally provide a service. The mutually beneficial gain is the clients get that what they came for and you get paid. If they've just clicked a button on your website, if they've phoned you, if they've walked in, if they've contacted you in any way, they've done it because they have a need.
Mm-hmm.
It is your utmost duty, right, responsibility to service that need and to do it as soon as possible, to get them started as soon as possible. Because if they click away, if they say, yeah, let me get back to you, the let me get back to you will not happen.
No.
And it is your right not to be so-called obnoxiously forceful, but to do whatever it takes to get them started. Because if they hang up, walk away, click away, you've let that person down. Because somewhere in their mind, they've clicked on you thinking, I think this person can help me. It's now the service provider's right and duty to do whatever it takes to get them started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big mind shift in doing it. And the other thing now is, because they have a blueprint and a journey to help that person, and it's like, well, wow, the selling procedure is so much easier. And all they need to do is sell the next step. Not the whole big enchilada, the next step, whatever that next step is to get them started on that journey. And let me quickly share you my book funnel. So people actually have a relationship with me before they even talk to me. And it might be something that's worthwhile with your people.
I do
Facebook live streaming. I do posts on LinkedIn. I do a range of small, very free activities just to keep my name and my positioning out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of work with strategic partners, and people are referring people to me. At the first point of contact, I will say, here's a copy of my book. Read the first five chapters before we talk.
Yes.
Irrespective.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes the way me having to say who I am, what I do, and explain. When they read the book, there's videos in there. They can click on links. They can watch videos. It's a very interactive. They're forming a relationship with me before I get to talk. And they can actually form the opinion that, hey, I'm an idiot. I don't want to talk to him. And that's great.
Yes.
I don't have to talk to them. And I don't have to explain who I am and try and convince them. So by the time they've got the book, they've watched the videos, they've booked in for a call, they will then be sent a copy of the blueprint, say, have this beside you when we talk. Now, there are not that many people out there that actually do have their own books. They don't have books with videos in them, and they don't have a blueprint. So there's three major points of difference that is enhancing the relationship and the uniqueness before they even talk. Now, would you think that if they've either seen a video, then they've read some of the book, they've watched some more videos, they've got a blueprint, and they've actually phoned or picked up and ready for a call, the conversation generally, and this is great, is not if we will work together, it's how. And I know your people out there would love that conversation instead of trying to convince them that I'm the right person.
Absolutely. So, Steve, one of the things that you said you're able to share too is a proven way that professional service providers can package their services and easily sell them for higher prices. Did you want to just share, I mean, what you've shared today is just incredibly valuable, and I know many people are going to see an incredible impact in their business just through implementing what you've shared. But just share briefly, what are some things they need to know about how to package their services so that they can sell them for higher prices?
I'll give a very quick example in a super competitive industry, and it's the one that I grew up in, and it's the fitness industry. A client of mine was managing three government leisure centres in a very, very, very competitive area. And just after we got started, he said, Steve, I've got to lower my personal training fees. We just can't compete. And I said, well, okay, how are you charging? And he said, well, one session is this and 10 sessions that. Mm-hmm. I said, well, there's your problem. And it, get your people must listen to the next 2 minutes because there's some gold nuggets in there.
Yes.
I said, first and foremost, put your price up 15%. And I did that knowing what I was going to say next, and he choked.
He said,
I can't sell it for what I'm selling it now. Why do I put it up 15%? I said, now we have to build a program.
Yeah.
He said, you're in a relatively overweight area. So we're going to do a rapid, fast start weight loss program. We're going to include nothing more than a nutrition diary where they take account and give them some handouts on foods to eat. See, that's an outcome-based
program.
I want the result, not the training session. Nobody wants to train. Nobody goes to a gym to lose 5 kilos. They go to the gym for the feeling that they're going to have when they lose 5 kilos. It's all the emotion that they're going to have. But most people sell on, you know, the process.
Yeah.
So what we did then is we also packaged it into 9, 11, and 13 types of packs. And if all I did was some personal trainers and just say, include and highlight some of the different things that normally you give away for free, but say, look, we do a pre-screening check. We do an exercise matchup to make sure you're doing the right exercises. Everybody does it anyway, but you just call it different names. And the reason I say 7, 9, 11, and 13, not 10, what would you think, Emery? Package it up. Say you've got 11 training sessions in this pack. Or 13 in this program.
Yeah. Well, I think when you hear a lot of different packages, they tend to be of the 10 and things like that. So it's slightly different. But I have to say, I do like odd numbers myself. I just resonate more. But what would you say? What is the reason behind that?
People can't divide by 11 and 13.
Oh, there you go.
It's that simple.
Uh-huh. It
and when you put the price up and do nothing more than have a 9 or a 13 pack program.
Yes.
13 is brilliant because it's 3 months.
Mm.
You don't call it a 3 month program because then they divide it by 3 and that's X dollars per month.
Uh-huh.
You put it as 13 sessions. So it is, you'll get this, you'll get your pre-evaluation, you get your nutrition advice, you'll get this. Oh, and by the way, you get 13 sessions. You take the focus off the number of sessions and the dollars per hour so they can compare it to somebody else. They just think 13, I'm getting a weight loss program, I'm getting this, I'm getting all of that. Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lose weight. And they could end up, they could have, if they got their calculator out, compared it to the place down the road and it was 20% more. Bringing that back to the professional, all professional services is what are the outcomes? And I do this in my boot camp and they can do this themselves. What are the three biggest outcomes you've got for your three best clients over the last few months? And that's what you sell. You package that up and that's what you sell. You don't sell, you know, I will give you, you know, 3 months of consulting. I will give you this. No, this is, and to me, I've got the Authority Sales Boost program, the Authority Accelerator Fast Track program. It's a 4 month program. Yeah, what do I want? I want to become an authority fast. Well, you buy the Fast Track program.
Yeah.
The Authority Accelerator program. It's like, yeah, I want to get there fast. Great. I don't want to muck around. So I'm not selling 3 months of coaching. I'm selling your result. And by the way, yes, it is 3 months of coaching. And that is just, that's where so many people go wrong. And the other thing is to step outside your industry and have a look what other people in other industries are doing and bring it back. Now, yeah. I've been doing this with the professional services outside of the fitness industry for 10 years. One of my good buddies came to me and I've worked with him. And he said, Steve, we've got to take that back to the fitness industry. So we're taking what's working outside of one industry and then taking it into another. And that's one of the biggest things that I could encourage your listeners to do is don't just look at what other people in your industry are doing. Look at what successful people in other industries are doing and say, how can I take whatever I can from that and implement it into my business?
Mm. Because often, and I have, you know, examples of this in the career industry many years ago, decades ago, when they said, oh, you can't coach clients and have clients and not see them face to face. And it was like, sorry, but no, you can. And that was, you know, so I had to get mentors from the US because no one here in Australia, and then bringing that back into, you know, into that industry. And now, it's commonplace. But for sure, and I love the way that you said, you know, break the rules. And I'm a firm believer, if it's a stupid rule, I give myself permission to break it, because you can incredibly change and impact and influence in a positive way, the way your clients, but obviously the way in which you're delivering. And I love the way that you've shared that, because I'm sure it's going to give people some really good insights into how they can look at what they're doing, and to be able to offer it in a way that people can see the incredible outcomes that they're going to be able to achieve through investing in the services and programs that we have. Steve, we have covered a lot of stuff, and I know people have probably taken half a book full of notes and things. How can people get in contact with you to find out more about the programs that you offer?
There's two things I'd love to give your people, and that's first and foremost. If they just go to my website, stevebrossman.com.
Yes.
On the front page there, they can click in and download my book.
Yeah.
That's free. Mm-hmm. They can go through. It's 4 years old now, and every time I look at it, I cringe. But some people think that, you know, even just the last week, they said, wow, this is a brilliant book. It's integrated. It's interactive. They can read the information and take the information out of it, but also look at how it's done. That book, on average, makes me about $10,000 to $12,000 per month. Mm-hmm. And it's not in sales. I mean, Amazon's last check was $3.50. And it's the way that it's set up. So go get my book. Just download it. See how it's done and have a look at that. If they email me, just steve@stevebrossman.com, and what's the best one or two words they could put in that would relate back to you?
Yeah, what about ambitious?
Okay, well, if they put ambitious in the title, I will send them a copy of my Authority Sales Boost Blueprint.
Fantastic. Good.
And they can have a look at that and think, oh, okay, that's cool. And then if they want to have further conversations, then we can certainly organize that. But most importantly, I want to give them some great information and have a look at the book, have a look at the blueprint and say, yep, this makes sense. How do I get hold of it? Then there's a range of different things in different states and online. Then I'm not a cookie cutter person. I would then personally direct the person to the right place for them to get the right training.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's been great. I think I've got frequent fly points. We've covered that much territory.
I think so. Fantastic. Thanks again, Steve.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie. Have you enjoyed listening to this interview and have often thought about how awesome it would be to have your very own podcast, to share your message in a much bigger way so you become known as an influential voice in your industry? But the thought of having to learn all about podcasting technology, the gizmos, the gadgets, well, that just seems too hard. I get it. You know, I recently won the best podcast in Australia in the business, marketing, and entrepreneur category, and I still use a free and simple audio editing software that was so easy for me to learn 9 years ago when I first started podcasting. Now, if you're a purpose-driven, service-based business owner with a desire to make a difference in the world, I've created a special gift just for you. It's my free mini training, Podcasting with Purpose, where I share with you the key things you need to know to stand out, be heard, and influence your audience from your very first podcast. And I'm also going to give you access to my podcast production workflow and no-cost and low-cost tools, the simple way to help you get started. Now, to access my Podcasting with Purpose mini training, go to annemariecross.com/mini-training. That's www.annemariecross.com/mini-training. Well, that brings us to the end of another show. I know you have got so much value from hearing Steve share his authority in the area. And please do reach out to him again. If you want to get a copy of the blueprint, email him steve@stevebrossman.com and put the word ambitious in the subject line, and he'll send that right back to you. And of course, go to his website and download his book. Lots of value in that as well. Now, if this is the very first time that you have joined us today, it really has been an honor. We have other incredible guests just like Steve each and every week. Please come back and listen to next week's. And for those of you who have subscribed to the shows, fantastic. You are going to be the very first person to know when our new show gets released. And if you don't want to miss out, you can subscribe over on iTunes. And of course, we're available on Android. All you need to do is go to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES iTunes. Until next week, have a fabulous week. See you later, Steve.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.